This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Sharon Sloan. Sharon is the leader of Wheel Interactive. She's built the company. She's going to tell us about it, how they got started, what they do, and a lot more. Sharon, can you take a moment? Tell us about yourself and about Wheel Interactive.
Thanks, Scott. And it's such a pleasure to be here today. I really appreciate joining you. So I was raised in a very entrepreneurial family. My mother was the sweetest, kindest, loveliest person I'd ever known. And my father was a wonderful dad, brilliant, self-made man who held several patents. And I actually grew up thinking that every family after dinner spent their time figuring margins on the back of a napkin. In those days, it was actually on the back of a napkin. And of course, I learned differently as time went on. But my own professional background is in education, training, and mental health. And back in the late 1990s, I was looking at that landscape. And what I was seeing was that there was a lot of training giving people knowledge, information, and skills, but not much application. People really didn't change what they were doing in real life. And unfortunately, that's still the case with much training that's out there. I suspect some of your listeners might cringe at the very word training, which conjures up these kind of boring and painful experiences. As a matter of fact, just the other day, I was on a Zoom call with a physician executive talking about the crisis in physician burnout right now and our very different approach to training. And she fisted her hand and brought it up to her forehead and said, "Well, that's great to hear, because we sure don't need any more of that stab me with a fork training." So anyway, back then, we decided to do something about the problem. And we realized that we had to answer the question, what does it take to actually change behavior? And that required a completely different approach to learning. And our research very quickly told us that we needed to engage people emotionally, not just cognitively, and that we needed to integrate four elements into the
So tell us what kind of training you do. What do you guys specialize in? What kind of training, Sharon?
We do what was called Choose Your Own Journey interactive movies. These combine the sort of the neuroscience of learning with the power of story, which is sticky, and how we remember things and how we humans connect. With the appeal of movies, we can all remember a scene from a great movie we saw 10 years ago, but maybe not training 10 days ago. And then the element of gaming, of interactivity that's user-centered.
And how did you get started in this business?
Well, because of the fact that I felt that there was so much training out there that was not having an impact, we came up with this formula, we patented it, and we started creating the interactive movies in order to move the needle on what people actually did rather than just information that they achieved. And we were fortunate enough that a number of visionaries who were up at night about big issues, like a former chief of staff of the Army, some healthcare and other executives, were tackling big cultural issues like sexual harassment and abuse of conduct, mental health, bias and diversity and inclusion. And so these folks were looking for solutions that were different, that weren't check the box. And today we are leading the way with a number of these household names, from Yale to AIG to MasterCard, NFL, in really changing behavior. That's what we're about, going beyond.
And how do you change behavior? How do you actually get people to change behavior? Because, I mean, I've been through a million corporate training programs over the years, and obviously the culture has moved on a lot of these things where people do change. I mean, the kids no longer get in the cars and drive the cars after drinking on the weekend. That's become a cultural change amongst people. People are much more sensitive to sexual harassment issues than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago. But those seem almost like sea changes. I don't know if much of that has come from like watching videos and interacting with stuff like that. How do you actually get people to learn from corporate training of some sort or another? How does that actually happen?
Well, if you look at the neuroscience of the brain, the way we make decisions, there is a little place in between what they call the affective domain, which is the emotional side in our feelings and belief systems, and the cognitive side of the brain, which is the information and knowledge, the sort of logical piece. And if you can hit people right there at that sweet spot with the power of story and things that are authentic and resonate with them, lower their defenses so that nobody is being attacked or put into a corner about their behavior, and allow people to live out the consequences of their choices, whether it's happy ever after or a disastrous ending. Everyone wants to be a winner, and they will go back and they will make different decisions in the movie to get to different outcomes. And that's how we have been able to do this, because people see that it's research-based, it's based on what they do every day, it's realistic, and it's kind of playing it out before you live it out, and it changes muscle memory. So your default is now going to change when you reach a certain experience or encounter something. The automatic reflex, your quote instinct, will be altered because you've experienced something. And experience is the best teacher. It changes what we do.
Fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So if you funded this all yourself, taking outside capital, how have you grown the company?
My co-founder and I funded it ourselves. We ate a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in those early years. And we have bootstrapped it. We've grown the company organically. We had a small investment, from some friends. And other than that, it's basically been an organic growth.
What an amazing story. And talk a bit about, if people want to hire you, Sharon, how do they find you? How does a company find you to work with Will Interactive and what you've built? Just an amazing story. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Very gracious of you. They can just email me, Sharon@willinteractive.com. Visit our website, willinteractive.com. We're quite easy to find, and we're eager to have conversations and dialogue with folks that are truly looking to impact organizations and not just check the box.
Fantastic. And such a great goal. Sharon, I want to thank you for joining the Becker Private Equity Podcast today. What a pleasure to visit with you. Congratulations on bootstrapping this, investing some with friends and family, but really maintaining the growth and what you guys want to do, and so forth. Just a magnificent story, Sharon. Thank you for joining the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a true pleasure, Scott.